Kids are back in classrooms for the school season, provided they can find a ride on a bus that goes round and round. Vaccine mandates and a red-hot labor market has caused a significant shortage in bus drivers across the country. Will things get worse before they get better? Kurt Mackison is an executive director at the National School Transportation Association, and he joins us now. Kurt, good to see you here. So just break this down for us. What is causing this bus driver shortage, and what states is it most acute?
Well, I mean, right now we face the reality that the COVID-19 crisis has, you know, impacted our country's workforce, and certainly student transportation is not immune to employment market conditions. So, you know, we see a shortage in a lot of different sectors of the market. You know, we've seen airline flights being canceled, restaurants having staffing difficulties. So student transportation obviously has been impacted by this. And, you know, hopefully once we get past this back to school period of time, we'll be able to assess and then, you know, create more opportunities where we can fill the funnel with new bus drivers.
Hey, Kurt, it's Julie here. What are you hearing from your constituents is the number one reason that they are there more people who are not going back to work? Are there people who have retired? Like who are the people who are not maybe worked at this before and now are no longer doing so?
Yeah, there really isn't a number one reason. There's a confluence of events that took place. Some of it occurred with the generous unemployment benefits that we saw that finally came to an end September 6th that kept people on the sidelines. Also, our demographic in terms of bus drivers is that we employ a lot of part-time older individuals who may, because of health concerns, stayed on the sidelines, and because of the reoccurrence through the Delta variant are staying there for the time being. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, situations where buses weren't running in the spring, so folks were furloughed and may have taken other opportunities in other industries, and that certainly had an impact as well.
Kurt, what's the average pay for a bus driver, both a public and a private school bus driver?
Yeah, we don't really have statistics that way because it's so regionally based. The compensation is going to be regionally based. There are some folks who drive a bus full time. There are other folks who do it as a part time vocation. So it really varies depending upon what area you're talking about. Certainly in the high cost of living areas like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, the pay is going to be somewhat different than it will be for Montana and Idaho and New Mexico, let's say.
And do you all represent the bus aides as well? I mean, as the parent of school-age kids, I know that frequently you have the driver, and then you have an aide on the bus as well, who's sort of making sure that the kids are being safe and behaving. Do you rep those folks as well, and is there a shortage of them too?
Well, like I discussed previously, there's a shortage of staffing all around. So the bus monitors that you're talking about, in many cases, were a function of revenue in the school district being there to provide for a bus monitor. Certainly it helps the bus driver do his or her job if there's a monitor on the bus, so they're not only handling the driving, but they're also managing the students as well. So that's a function of staffing. It's also a function of revenue at the school district level.
When will this end?
I wish I had an answer for you. You know, we're going to look at it in terms of a short-term solution and in terms of a long-term solution. Short-term solution that you're going to see are, you know, more creative and efficient routing, probably double runs. I think school districts are going to have to be flexible in terms of bell times and being flexible in terms of drop-off and pickup times. And I think the long-term situation is it's bringing notoriety to the bus driver profession, as it were. And I think that's a good thing. There are a lot of civic-minded individuals out there who would be great candidates for a bus driver position. But you have to remember, they have to get a CDL. That CDL takes time and take up 12 weeks in some area. These are highly trained professionals. So it's not as if, you know, bus companies can have a hiring event and put somebody behind the wheel in a day or two. It's going to take at least 6 weeks and 6 weeks and up to 12 weeks to get somebody fully qualified, including getting their CDL and medical certifications.
Yeah, definitely a different ball game driving a bus compared to a Tesla. Hopefully the situation improves very soon. Kurt Mackison, Executive Director at the National School Transportation Association. Good to see you this morning.
Thanks so much.